Hello, everybody. Welcome to the G Show. I know it's been a while. Sorry. Had a family reunion. You know how those goes. Kind of awkward. But I'm back. That's all that matters. And I was also staying at my grandma's house for a couple days. So, you know, I had to stay with the family. You know, got to see them while I can before school starts. So, I stay with them for a couple days, which was nice. So, yeah, guys, I'm back. If you're new, please go follow my social media links. And go follow my Twitter. The official G Show. I will be posting polls daily from now on, and you guys can go down there and check it out and put your opinion on my Twitter, and you can always DM me or whatever about anything I discuss in this podcast. So, yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and now let's get into the podcast. All right, everybody, this episode's gonna be quick and short, possibly. It's just going to be talking about the trade deadline. It ended today at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. It's some of the big moves I will be discussing today, and that is all we're talking about. First of all, the Astros acquired Aaron Sanchez, Bajanani, and Cal Stevenson from the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays get Derek Fisher. The Astros were looking for a big bullpen help, even though they already have such a great bullpen. And they got some great players in Aaron Sanchez in particular is like definitely the best player in that trade. And Joe Baggio is also a great, a decent bullpen pitcher, not a great bullpen pitcher. And Derek Fisher, also a great batter for Toronto. I mean, Toronto obviously isn't in contention at all, but to acquire a guy like Derek Fisher is definitely... Hello, everybody. Let's start the episode. So, first of all, I want to talk about the moves. It's going to be a very short podcast. I think in 5 minutes or less, we're just going to be discussing all of the transactions that happened today, as the trade deadline did end 4 o'clock Eastern Time today. The first one would be Aaron Sanchez, Joe Bajini, and Cal Stevenson in exchange for Derek Fisher. That went to the Blue Jays. The Astros wanted to really solidify their bullpen. Getting Aaron Sanchez and Joe would definitely do that for them. And they got rid of Derek Fisher. Derek Fisher is a great player, good bat. Astros. And the Blue Jays obviously are not in contention at all this year. So they're probably figuring we can get rid of these guys and get a good hitter, and he's under contract for a while. So that's a good move. I think definitely the Astros won that. I mean, now their bullpen's really good. So, I mean, if you can have a good bullpen in the playoffs, you're going to be able to win a lot of games. The next trade is from the LA Dodgers to the Tampa Bay Rays. The Dodgers got Adam Kolarak, a left-handed pitcher, and the Rays acquired Nico Hulsaier. Now, the Dodgers got another pitcher. Their rotation is very good this year, and they got another solid starter, which is just, you know what I'm saying, beefing up their starting rotation, which is going to help you win games. If you're reliant on your first two pitchers, then you're in trouble, because other than that, then you're not going to be able to go far in the playoffs. You need a very deep rotation. And the Rays getting Nico. The Rays want Austin Meadows at DH. That's my assumption. So if to have a guy like Nico who has a decent bat can come in and be a start at outfield for them, it's huge, so they can just keep Austin Meadows off the field and keep him as a bat, which he's obviously known for. So I would say great trade for these two, obviously solidifying their strong rotation for the Dodgers, but also getting Nico Hulsaier for the Rays is also a great move. The next trade that happened today is the Atlanta Braves acquired Mark Melanson, and the Giants got Dan Winkler and Tristan Beck. Now, if I'm being honest, guys, I never heard of Dan Winkler or Tristan Beck, but I have heard of Mark Melanson. Mark Melanson was a great closer for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and then he's kind of fallen apart a little bit. He's still a great closer, still a good closer, And Braves were definitely looking for that position, but they also got – because the Rays haven't really have a solid closer. And they get a guy like Mark Melancon, who – I mean, he was good. I'm not sure if he's good anymore. I can't lie, guys. I'm not ESPN. I don't have stats or anything. But Mark Melancon was a good closer. I think he has some good experience in playoffs. And I think the Braves will really benefit from him being there. And the Giants, obviously not in playoff contention right now, but to get two pitchers, I'm sure, to add to their bullpen will be great for future years to come for the Giants. The next trade is the Padres, who are on the edge of playoffs right now, not in, but very close to that second wild card spot. Got Carl Edwards Jr., a great pitcher from the Chicago Cubs, in exchange for Brad Week. Basically, I would say this trade is both teams are trying to get better at their pitching staff. Obviously, the Cubs being at the top of the NL Central and the Padres just being out of the playoffs. I'm assuming these two thought this would benefit them in the long run. But I'm not sure. These teams are probably not enough for these teams to really, I can say, improve themselves overall as a team. The next trade that happened was the Arizona Cardinals got Mike Leake, who's a great pitcher, was decent and got some problems last year in New York, which kind of hurt him. But then he signed with Seattle. I mean, no, Mike Leake goes. Sorry, guys, that's Lance Lynn. Sorry, wrong guy. Mike Leake's been a solid pitcher in Seattle for a long time, so. Great pitcher. And then they got Seattle Mariners, got Jose Caballero. The Cardinals just are out of it this year. Not the greatest team. Not as good as they've obviously been. So they get a good pitcher for the Cardinals is always great. Not in playoff contention, but to have another good arm for the future is not a problem. And neither is Seattle. Not a great team this year. Obviously traded a lot last year, but to get another solid infielder for them is definitely not a problem. And I'd say both teams were just looking to prove their team a little more. And I guess if they thought that getting rid of one guy, giving another is a great move for them, then I'd say that's a great trade. The next trade, Chicago Cubs got Nicholas Castellanos from the Detroit Tigers, who was a great outfielder, good batting average. And they got... they gave the Detroit Tigers Alex Lange and Paul Richen, bullpen guys. Detroit's definitely not in it this year, obviously. They haven't been good for a couple years now. They got rid of most of their talent. But to add a couple young arms in the bullpen is definitely not a problem for these guys, and I'm sure they could use any help they can get. And obviously for the Cubs, getting another outfielder that can hit is not a problem. Getting a deep rotation in the outfield is always good to have. The next trade that happened is Minnesota Twins got Sam Dyson, a great pitcher, for the Arizona Cardinals, and just looking to beef up their rotation. And then the Miami just, whoever they can get, basically. This is a huge trade right here. The Houston Astros got Zach Greinke. And the Arizona Cardinals got their top prospects, Seth Beer, J.B. Bukauskas, and Corbin Martin, and infielder such as fielder utility guy Josh Rojos. Now, the Houston Astros are now the favorite to win the World Series. They have Justin Verlander, Gerrit Cole, Zach Greinke. Think about that for a second. I think they're like 36-15. As, like, the three pitchers alone. So that tells you something this year. Now, obviously, the Houston Astros did have to give up a lot, their top prospects. And I think Arizona is just simply building for the future. They got rid of Paul Goldschmidt. They got rid of Greinke. They're just rebuilding and getting all these young prospects that will come up. And I think the Arizona Cardinals will definitely be good in a year or two. Just watch out. I mean, the Cardinals got a couple pitchers this year. Mike Leake's a good pitcher. They've already gotten a couple good pitchers, and just to add into that team and think they're just building for the future, simply as that. The next trade to happen is Arizona. Sorry, guys. The Atlanta Braves got Shane Green. Great. He was a good closer for the Detroit Tigers. And the Tigers, they haven't decided what they're going to give the Tigers. I imagine probably just like a couple, maybe like a prospect or two would be my guess. Nothing great. Shane Green, a good pitcher. Just the Braves are just getting a lot of bullpen help this year. Obviously, gave Mark Melancon too, just beefing up the bullpen and watch out for the Braves. That's all I got to say. Next trade, very small trade. The Phillies got Corey Dickerson. The Pirates, they haven't decided what they're going to get. Pittsburgh Pirates, me being a Pirates fan, just trying to get rid of the guys who weren't going to be here next year to get something for them. So for the Phillies, getting a guy who can hit, has won a gold glove in the outfield last year. Great pickup for the Phillies, and I think he's going to help them in the long run. The next trade, this is a three-team trade. The Washington Nationals got Daniel Hudson, Rojinus Elias, and Hunter Strickland. So two starters and a bullpen pitcher, which is great. And they already have Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg. I forget the other guy they have. Let me look it up real quick. I know they have one other guy who's just like awesome. Sorry. They have three aces on that team. Strasburg. Strasburg. What can I think of them? Sorry, guys. They have Strasburg, Scherzer, but Scherzer just went on the DL. And they have what's his name? Patrick Corbin, that's the guy, right. Patrick Corbin, also a great pitcher. Sorry, guys, about that. The Blue Jays got Kyle Johnson, a decent pitcher. And then the Mariners got Aaron Fletcher, Elvis Alvarado, and Taylor Gilblay. Mariners, they've been sellers this year, and they definitely got some bullpen help, but that obviously is not going to really do much for the Mariners because they're not in position. How's the Blue Jays? Just getting a pitcher, trying to boost up their bullpen, and then the Nationals getting two starters and a bullpen player, obviously trying to give them a good starting rotation and a good bullpen. The next, the Reds have been definitely sellers. The Oakland Athletics got Tanner Roark. Athletics are, this is a surprising team. They're just keep acquiring people. And the Cincinnati Reds got Jameson Hanna. I don't know anything about Jameson Hanna. He is a center fielder. He's in high A. So, prospect. He's not going to be available for a while, but it's another young prospect for the Reds. The Brewers got Drew Pomeranz and Ray Black. Pomeranz used to be a great pitcher. Ray Black, he is a bullpen guy, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, he's 6.7. This year he's on his 4.5 ERA. Not great, nothing bad. He only's given up one home run, so not bad for them. And then Drew Pomeranz has been now. He's been around the league for a while. He was a Padre, and now he's. Well, he also was a Boston Red Sox. This year he's 2-9, 5.6 ERA. Not great. And then the Giants got another infielder, Mauricio Dubon, who's a – I want to say he's definitely – he's in triple – he's actually up, but he's only had two at-bats. So, young guy, this, you know, waiting to prove himself for the Giants. And Giants just right now are kind of out of it, but you never know with the Giants. They always seem to push at the end, just trying to – creep in the playoffs. And the next is that the Chicago Cubs got Tony Kemp. And the Houston Astros got Martin Maldonado. Tony Kemp is a second baseman / outfielder. He's not great. 227 batting average and 7 home runs. Not great, but decent. You know, another guy that can switch around in the rotation if someone goes down or if they want to, you know, like another pitch hitter. Which, a young playoff team who's looking for someone is, like Chicago, is never a problem. And then the Houston Astros got a backup catcher, which you can actually hit. So that's always great for the Astros, just beefing up that team and looking for that World Series win. The next trade is the Rays got Jesus Aguilar from the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Milwaukee Brewers got Jake Faria. Jose Aguilar has been a great player for a while. I know his stats don't seem like it this year. I mean, he's hitting 225, 8 home runs, 34. I know that doesn't seem good, but this guy, when he's hot, he does really well. I mean, last year he had 274 batting average, so that's not even bad. That's just he's a great player, in my opinion. I know he's having an off year, and you're thinking, wow, that's, like, terrible. But he's a great player, and the Rays are definitely looking to boost their lineup for the playoff time. Now, the Jake Faria is a starting pitcher, but he's been in AAA. But this year, when he's been up with the Rays, he's had a 2.7 ERA. And he's only given up 2 home runs. So I think that's definitely a good trade for the Brewers and also the Rays, benefiting, you know, beefing up the rotation, as I keep saying, for multiple teams. And also the Rays getting more hitting, which is always, always needed for the playoffs. And the last trade is kind of not really big, but the Rangers got Nate Jones, international money and cash considerations for, and then the White Sox got Joe Duransky and Ray Castro. And these guys are great. Chicago, like I said, beefing up the bullpen. You know, they're not even close to being in the playoffs. And then Nate Jones being a right-handed pitcher for Texas. Texas is right in it, not very far off. Nate Jones is 0-1 with a 3.48 ERA, which isn't terrible if you think about it. Just hasn't been able to really close games, not last too long. But, I mean, if you throw him in the bullpen for the Rangers, he can obviously contribute to the team. And contributing to a playoff team with a lot of depth, those teams seem to win the World Series. So, yeah, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I know I said it's going to be short, but it ended up being like 17 minutes because I had a lot of trades to go over. And I also gave my opinion on every one, so it's going to take a little while. So, yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I will be posting more often, hopefully, if time permits. If you want to go, please tell everyone about the G Show. Go follow my social medias and go look at my Twitter. Look at my Twitter and go look at the polls. And please comment what you think. DM me, whatever, but anything. I love to talk to people. So, hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And then I'll see you next guy. What am I trying to say, guys? I'll see you next time on the G Show. Oh, my gosh.